This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City's popular children's bookstore, The Reading Reptile, closed 3 years ago. Since then, the co-founders have been knee-deep in a new project, The Rabbit Hole. They're promising an immersive attraction like the City Museum in St. Louis or Meow Wolf in Santa Fe, but The Rabbit Hole will be an interactive storybook museum. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
The Rabbit Hole has an ambitious vision to not only bring books to life for children and adults, but to also create a culture around literature. On a Thursday night just before 6 in the last week of May, visitors start to amble into the Rabbit Hole in a former tin can factory just north of downtown Kansas City.
How you doing?
Good, good, good.
Good, good, good.
North Kansas City City Councilman Bryant DeLong stands near the entrance. He says he stopped to check on the progress since the nonprofit bought the 165,000-square-foot warehouse last year.
It's going to be a regional draw and great for children's literacy. It's fun to see with Pete, too, because Pete has a dream, so it's been awesome to watch that become fulfilled here.
Co-founders Pete Cowden and Debbie Pettit are married with 5 kids. They ran the Reading Reptile Children's Bookstore for nearly 3 decades, first in Westport, then in Brookside. The store closed in 2016, and since then, they've focused on The Rabbit Hole and its Exploratorium, a museum with exhibits inspired by children's books.
And we had thought about this museum idea for probably 20 years. We were in this point in our lives and in our profession that we felt that it was just now or never.
And we thought we could do more with The Rabbit Hole in a way that could impact more people, young and old.
Cowden says the project has reached the tipping point. They've raised $6.5 million and received state tax credits, so it's full steam ahead.
This is the foam fabrication room, and in here we're going to do all kinds of sculptural things.
That's Mary Nichols, who co-leads the fabrication and design. Inside this fab lab, the team will create the nearly 30 different exhibits, large and small, in time for the opening.
Let's go!
Pete Cowden does the first walkthrough of the night. It's a raw, open space, but visitors hold maps with the future layout. The first 2 floors and the basement will be activated first. The entrance leads visitors into a burrow.
So when you purchase your ticket, you can come down the limestone steps into this excavation of sorts, and you're going to go under the floor through Fox Rabbit's burrow. Fox Rabbit is a character that we invented, and we're creating a narrative around.
There will be permanent exhibits like Max's House from Where the Wild Things Are, as well as changing installations called immersive storybook galleries.
They're immersive. They're discoverable environments. There aren't signs along the way. This is the book. You're inside it.
These books will lead to an activity inside the makerspace, print shop, or writing and story lab. There's also a cafe and a bookstore with an oversized version of the Great Green Room from Goodnight Moon.
And it's going to be a full-scale room. Kind of hilarious because the bed, like 10 kids will be able to sit on the bed. It'll be very large. It'll be on a cycle so that it'll go from daytime to nighttime and the moon will come up and you can kind of, it's more of a meditative space.
Every exhibit has, it's like an onion. It has layers to it.
Debbie Pettit says a panorama of a century of children's books from 1900 to 2000 displays familiar works and ones that are not as well known. And Pettit has been digging into research to make sure that writers from diverse backgrounds are embedded in the experience.
Every single decade I look at, and we're also trying to create diversity from like day one and then round two and round three and round four, because if we don't do that, then we're not thinking hard enough.
Claire Snell lives in North Kansas City with her husband Daniel and 2 kids ages 2 and 4. She says she's looking forward to the new addition to the neighborhood.
I love children's books and I love books in general.
Former teacher Ann Ingalls says about a decade ago, The Reading Reptile featured her first book. Ingalls just sold her 41st. And before that, she'd stop in the store and marvel at the papier-mâché models with her kids.
And now they're all grown up. So I've got a couple of grandchildren and I hope to bring them here when the place opens.
And from all appearances, The Rabbit Hole is on track to open in March 2020. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.